Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Prog Report podcast. This is our monthly reaction video where we feature four new singles, songs, videos, releases, what have you, for you to discover some new things that are either out or on their way out. And joining me as we did the last month is Daniel Levy. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I think, I was 2 months ago. I was
you
in
might
January.
Have been 2 months ago. It's all
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
I am. This is March 2024, and I'm fresh off of being on Cruise to the Edge. Maybe
tell
some
us
of you
how it was.
We're on there
in a few words.
Yeah, man, it was a great time. It's my sixth or seventh in a row now. I've lost count. I think my fifth as a co-host on the thing. And awesome. This year was as busy as ever. Amazing bands on there. Lots of cool surprise things, you know. Mm-hmm. Mike Portnoy played with Jordan Rudess, with Charlie Griffith on guitar, and Joe Payne singing, and things like that. And Big Train were the surprise hit of the cruise. People loved seeing them. They were great. I mean, you had Haken, Riverside, Marillion, Steve Hackett, Flower Kings,
Symphony X,
Queensryche were ridiculous. They were so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and about 15 other bands. It was awesome.
Yeah, I can't name them
and
all.
Then
the
2025's. 2025 is already announced for next year, April 4th through the 9th. Tickets or cabins aren't on sale yet, but if you're interested, if you've never been, it is absolutely a blast. And
you might see some of us there. Definitely Roy, but maybe some other ones.
Yeah.
You know,
I had people asking me if any of the other guys were on, for sure. And we saw a lot of Prog Report shirts. Props to anybody wearing Prog Report shirts. That was really
thank
cool.
You. They're on sale in the description below. Bye.
Put them in there. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, man. Anything new with you before we get started?
Honestly, man, haven't listened to a lot of new music except for the new Pineapple Thief. That's an album that I've been coming back to a lot, and the new Big Train too. But yeah, working on some of my own music, just busy with work and school and everything. But it's all good. Happy to be back here and doing podcasts again.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with the first one.
Awesome. This is all surprise to me. So
yeah, great. So you'll love it. The first one here is Whom Gods Destroy. We featured their first single, I think, a few months ago. This is the latest single, I think the fourth one by now, called The Decision. The album dropped on Friday, as did this lyric video. The album's getting really good reviews. I think it's really, really just awesome. It's a great, fun record. The playing on it is ridiculous. I'm a big fan of Dino's vocals as well, Dino Jelusic. But Bruno Valverde's, like, if you don't know him as a drummer, get ready, because he's amazing. Yaz Nomura on bass is ridiculous. And, of course, you got Derek Sherinian and Bumblefoot on guitar. So, actually, this fourth song might be my favorite on the record. Cool. So yeah, we'll check it out a little bit and we'll skip around here. So let's see what we got.
Nice. Let's do it.
I love the drum and bass sounds on this record throughout.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
Yeah, man, I got a lot to say actually, because I haven't had the time, a chance to listen to the whole album, so it's my first time listening to this. The intro is really cool. It, funnily enough, it reminds me of one of Temek's songs. I think it's in the instrumental has like a very similar kind of riff, and the rhythms with the like the drum and bass following up in the displaced snare, like in the rhythm, it's really interesting. I really like Dino's vocals, especially in the chorus. The vocal harmonies are really top notch. And the part just before that, with I assume it's a pre-chorus, that he has a line and then a Bumblefoot on the guitar countering that same
Follows it.
line. Yeah, it's very, very cool the way they did it. Yeah. So this like got me even more excited to check it out. So I'll
Yeah,
for
it has a
sure
great
give some
hook. And
time
then, you
this
know, there's
week.
a whole breakdown later where they do some shredding and all that stuff. But I really dig the sound of this. I think it's very, it has a great melody with all within all the metal and going on. And yeah, I think they, to me, they really focus on the songs. I think that's what maybe a lot of the impression people think is that it's just five guys shredding, but there was no real shredding. You know what I'm saying? Like the playing you can tell is
Oh
kind of
yeah.
good, but I mean, there's a song there, and so that's, I think that's a good mix. I recommend this album. I think it's really solid.
Yeah, and I think it's the challenge in the musicianship. When the when the musician is so good, it has to level down, you know, to make it listenable and more enjoyable for the listener. It doesn't have to be like shredding all the time. So it's good to know that they were able to do that, at least on this song. I'll have to check out the others, but yeah.
All right, cool.
Cool. What we
Starting
got
off strong.
next? Let's
Let's
see.
see what we have here.
What's
Okay.
happening? Okay. Well, this one I
Wheel.
know. Yeah, I love this
Okay.
song, man.
Yeah, this song
Been
is great. So Wheel
listening
have
to
a
it a
new
lot.
album coming out on May 3rd, called Charismatic Leaders. You know, we've been fans of theirs from the previous record, and I think it was the Rumination EP that came out a little while back. And these guys are really solid. They have a little bit of kind of a Tool vibe, but a little bit more streamlined, shorter, catchier songs, but similar kind of sound, I feel like.
Yeah, and the like aggressive vocals, but not like super harsh, you know, and like
But
heavy
I
guitars.
love their energy, and I think they just have a really cool sound. I really dig this song. I think it's the first song off the new record. It just punches you right in the gut, right from the beginning. So really
I think
cool
the
stuff.
intro
So
is like fantastic. You actually, when we were together in person a couple weeks weeks ago, you played the song for me the first time, like the intro, like right out of the gate, just poof, it's good, like a lot of energy.
All right, so let's see what we're getting here. Yeah, again, the sound of this is just right when the bass kicks in. He has a great voice too. Underrated.
Yeah, I like his voice. I love the guitar riffs in this verse here.
It's kind of a weird tune a little bit because there's not like an obvious chorus, right?
Yeah, not really. They have this like weird breakdown towards the end that you don't expect at all. Like it caught me off guard a couple of times,
It
even
has like
after
its own
listening to the song.
section. Yeah, it's cool though.
Awesome. I love this song. I'm excited for the rest of the album. I listen to some of their songs like all the time. Their most popular song is called Vultures, I think, and it has a super like hooky chorus as well. And their, I guess, title song, they have a song called Wheel too, which is just a festival of awesome riffs. Now, if you don't know the band, start with those songs, start with the new one. I really like them, enjoy their work, so I'm excited for this
The
new one.
track Momentum too, that was a while, a few years ago that they had put out,
Yeah,
is a
that's a good
that's
one.
really good video. And they're coming to tour the US in May, which is cool. They've been touring. They were just in the US before, now they're coming back. I think they toured with Vola.
Yeah.
That's a good match, those bands
Oh
together.
yeah, for sure.
I like all these new bands coming out, you know.
Yeah,
A lot of
man.
good
I really
stuff.
want to see them live. Like, I would have loved to catch that show, to have caught that show. Vola
I'm gonna
and
have
Wheel,
to.
like two modern bands that, you know.
So in the US, when they come back, they're touring with a band called Aviations, which we've featured before. That's a killer
Yeah.
band too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully catching that one. All right, moving on. What do we got?
I don't know, we're going well. I
Okay.
have, oh.
Chinese band O. It is
Oh.
pronounced O. The OU is pronounced O. They sing in Chinese. What's cool about this album, this is their second album on Inside Out. It comes out on April 26th, I think. Yeah, April 26th. And this album was co-produced by Devin Townsend. He
Oh.
also mixed it, and he is featured on a song. I think it's a future single. The album sounds amazing, as you would expect, with Devin involved. I think they had something interesting with the first record. This seems to have, with Devin's help, made a little bit more sense out of it. It's still a bit
I
odd. It's still
listened
a
to
bit
some of the
weird, but
songs on the first one. I remember it being like really, really out there and weird. If you're
yeah.
like one of those people that like, man, prog's all the same now, listen to the same thing, then you have to go check this out, I guess, because
That's what I'm, yeah, I've
it's
made
very
that
different,
argument.
right?
If you're gonna
Yeah.
say, oh, Whom God Destroys though, like anyone else, and Wheels, like, well, then like this, because this isn't, right? If you want to be like, it has to be 100% original. But listen, she has a really cool, interesting voice, and they're for sure doing something different and original. So I would, I think it's cool. Let's check it out.
Counting the time signatures on this.
Right?
That's what I've been trying to do this whole song, and I'm not able to figure it out. And that was the chorus, right? Because that was the most normal part of the
Yeah,
song.
seems like memorable, yeah.
It was like straighter a little bit, like easier to read. But yeah, it does sound
But
great, like production-wise,
it's
definitely like
interesting. I mean,
an
it's hard to
improvement.
sort of know what's going on sometimes with it, but it's cool. I think it's different,
Yeah, and
man.
I can definitely see an audience. Like, I know a lot of younger guys are interested in this like crazy math, kind of progressive metal with lots of twists and turns, and everything's different all the time. You know, that kind of thing. It's less melodic and more like constructed meticulously, you know, in a weird way.
Yeah.
So definitely I see an audience for that, and even though it's not me, probably, I still am able to appreciate this, right?
Right. Is it some? Am I going to put this on when I'm just hanging around? I don't know.
Yeah, that's
But
what I'm saying.
I don't think I would turn it off if I heard it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
you know. But it's cool. I think there's definitely an audience for this. I think people like it. I think I don't know that you could have picked a better match or producer than Devin for them
Oh yeah, because he will
to get them
understand all
into
the
the right
crazy stuff that
audience
he, yeah.
and know what to do with it. Yeah. So cool. All right, we're flying here, flying along. Last one.
Yeah, it's
I know
good.
you'll like this one. A little
Oh,
tangent
nice.
for you.
I like it. Yeah.
The North Sky is the first
So,
single
when
from
is
the
this
new
album out?
album. This one comes out on May 10th. The album is called
Okay,
To
yeah.
Follow Polaris. Now, what's cool about this album is if you see there the logo in the video, it says Tangent for One, real small. So, on this one, pretty much Andy Tillison did everything by himself. He plays all the instruments, wrote everything. It's so crazy how talented that guy is, and he's such a weird dude,
Yeah,
but he's like
definitely.
the nicest guy also, and just a musical genius, one of these crazy musical guys.
Totally. Like for the guy to do something like this, I've listened to this song. Obviously not the full version yet, as it is not out. But man, he just finds some like interesting like keyboard sounds and metrics and like, cool dynamics with like all the instruments. I love the Tangent. I've listened to like pretty much everything they put out. Even though the first one is still my favorite, I think that record's really strong. I appreciate
Yeah, that's a
all the
classic.
albums, and some of like the most recent ones are really, really good. So yeah.
Yeah, I think this song is a lot of fun. I dig it. Let's check it out.
Let's do it.
In the North Sky. Sky in the North Sky, that's where I'll find everything I'm searching.
That's the Tangent keyboard sound.
Yes, that's what I was talking about, man. That bass tone.
When all around me seems to be going south, there's a light in the cold sky that's always shining between all the fear and doubts. And if I ever get there, I'll be sure to call.
I'll be sure to call.
A fixed point in the heavens that's way beyond the wall.
So good.
Yeah, that's fun, man. I want to go a little bit later here and see, like, check out like some kind of breakdown, see what he's doing. Skip a little bit. Oh, that was the ending. Oh, there's a whole thing. There's a whole thing at the end with just like credits. That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I love that song. I think it's a really fun one.
Yeah, man, it has such like a particular vibe, you know? I really, really enjoy the Tangent. It's in that area of bands that are like weird, sometimes funny, but always entertaining. Like I put them together with like, I don't know, like Beardfish, you know? That kind of
Yeah.
vibe that's like really cool music to put you up, you know?
And actually, and it's real traditional progressive rock. Like
Yeah.
that's like sometimes it's metal, sometimes it's weird. It's like, but this is like straight down. This is prog as we know it, down the middle, like
Exactly, yeah.
keyboards and solos and things and
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
weird
Other things
voices
coming
and
out.
sound effects. Yeah.
We never talked about the Transatlantic Live at Morse Fest that they announced this big mammoth box set that's coming out in mm-hmm. April also, which is pretty cool. You were at that Morse Fest, right, with the yes. Two Nights of Transatlantic?
Yep.
And
one of the best weekends ever.
Yeah. Well, and there's more stuff coming. I'm sure we'll cover some more stuff as we continue to do these. Yep. And new Wheel of Prog episode coming soon. We got another one coming down. No surprise.
Not as good. I'm not on it. So, but yeah, you can skip that one altogether. Yeah, don't worry.
We got to get you on one.
Yeah, man, it's been a while.
It's been a while. You did.
I did Opeth.
The last one you did?
Probably. It's been a while, man.
Wow, you haven't been one in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we got to do some other Swedish band.
All right, we'll get to it. We're trying to space them out.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, as always, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts, on all our socials, progreport.com. Send us bands you think we should do, songs we should check out, all that kind of stuff. We're always reading emails and checking out stuff. All right. And we'll see you all again very soon. See ya.
Yeah. Thanks for watching, everyone. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on all our socials and on progreport.com for all your news, interviews, reviews, and more. And we'll see you again real soon. Thanks.